Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. On this episode, we are talking to the one and only one of the greatest blues men of our time, Mr. Jimmy Vaughn.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jimmy. Thank you so much for taking time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, listen, let's dive right in. I know we don't have a lot of time. We're talking about the 5-CD box set, the Jimmy Vaughn story, and then also maybe a new album next year and a new tour.
The box set came out this year. It's got over 90 songs. We're real proud of it. It's got songs with a lot of different people over the years. You know, it's got Albert Collins, Art Neville, B.B. King, Lee Gibbons, Bo Diddley, Buddy Guy, Bonnie Raitt, Charlie Musselwhite, Delvin McClinton, Dr. John, Eric Clapton, James Cotton.
It is massive. Yeah, you know, I was just reading the artists and the track list. Good Lord, man. It is like the culmination of the best in blues.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and we're still going.
Heck yeah, man. Looking forward to going to be at the Mercer Dance Hall December 17th, and then 27th, 28th, the 29th at Antone's with Billy Gibbons. That's a great way to end the year. And then, of course, can you give us a peek into your tour schedule for next year? Are y'all still getting that together?
We're still working on it. We have plans of being out on tour and making a new record.
Awesome. My brother, Mike Neal, wanted me to tell you hi. He said he knew y'all when you were just young guys. Y'all lived in the same apartment complex, and he would come to you and Stevie Ray's apartment to listen to music. Now, was that in Denton or in Dallas?
Well, it was actually both. You know, everybody went to school in Denton, but we played all over Dallas, you know, Wichita Falls, Houston, everywhere.
Because he said when you were in the Chessmen and he was in the Jackals, you were at their studio session and you loaned him your fuzz tone, and he said that made his sound for that session.
Well, good, Yeah. I had no idea he was your brother.
He is my beloved brother.
That's
yes,
really
he is.
Great. Well, please tell him hello.
And, you know, going back to those days, the Pendulums, the Chessmen with Doyle Bramhall, did I read correctly that the Chessmen opened up for Janis and Hendrix and some other really iconic artists back at that time?
Yeah, we did. You know, the Chessmen had 45s that were on the radio around Dallas and Texas. And I came along and got in the band right when they were at their peaks. It was a great opportunity for me, being so young and everything.
Now, when you were in those bands when you were younger, y'all had a little bit crunchier sound, rock sound, but then it was Muddy Waters that caused you to become a student and a follower of the blues, right?
Yes. Well, I would listen to all that stuff on the radio, and then when I actually saw Muddy Waters in person, I was hooked. I was already hooked, but I was double hooked.
Your songwriting style, talking about the new album, do you have a style or a method, or does it just come to you in different ways, Jimmy?
No, I have like 10 different specific ways that you have to be open. It also helps to be under the gun, if you know what I mean.
A little pressure?
So, yes, it works 10 different ways. And you have to be inspired. You just listen to what people say to you, and people say things. It happens all different ways. Okay? There's not one specific way that it happens. It can be anything.
Before we say bye, we're super stoked about the 5-CD box set and, of course, tour next year, new album coming out, you going back in the studio. What is your favorite memory of your late brother, Stevie Ray?
I think being on tour with him, you know, playing when we were kids, just when we were kids, you know, being into the guitar, and our uncles played. It was my uncles on my mother's side and on my father's side that also played, you know, and seeing our dad be happy when we played.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Feel free to like, subscribe, share, and leave us a review.